Greetings, this is Reverend Juliet Nightingale, and welcome to this transmission of Toward the Light, Leading Back to the Source. This is a program centered on the nature of consciousness and life continuum as revealed through near-death, out-of-body, and similar spiritually transformative experiences. Some of our topics include what people should know about the dying process, the many facets of after-death communications, living interdimensionally and being multisensory, intuition and telepathy, and more. We feature a stellar roster of special guests who are both experiencers and researchers in the realm of NDEs and related topics. For more information about our organization, Toward the Light, on this radio program, please visit our website, towardthelight.org and towardthelight.info. Well, we were going to have Mr. Steve Mitchell. He is the producer of the film Dragons and Wings, but somehow due to technical difficulties or what have you, we were not able to reach him today, so hence the show is starting late, and we're just going to have to reschedule him, but he's really, really wonderful, and if you want to check out his website, it is dragonsandrings.com, and that's Steve Mitchell. Again, we will rebook him. So we're just going to ad-lib for this hour, and I apologize for the very late start and all the difficulties we had trying to get on the air today. I'm very open to taking call-ins if people would like to ask questions. I know last week I was just so excited about the show that we had last week. We had Alfred Weber, David Icke, and Kathy O'Brien on the air with me for a special panel discussing HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, which stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project, or program, I can't remember if it's project or program. And even though we were addressing some of the very heavy and painful and difficult truths about what HAARP does, and also Kathy O'Brien mentioned DARPA, which is a very, very advanced, sophisticated military operation, and what they're doing to impose threats to not only the planet and the solar system, but even to individuals. The bottom line is that all of these influences, all of these negative influences and attacks cannot touch the soul, our true self, who we really, really are. So the important thing that people really need to focus on right now, again, as we're dealing with such a transitional period in this world, is to focus on raising our vibrational frequency into that of love. Because when we are in a frequency of love, we are aligned with our soul self, our true and authentic self, and nothing can harm or damage that at all. Only as David Icke, bless him, refers to our body as the body computer. And the body computer, you know, that's what you see in the mirror, and that's what's written on an ID card, but it's got nothing whatever to do with who we really are. It is what we are using to operate through in functioning on this physical earth plane or the five sensory plane that we know as the third dimension. So our bodies are no more us than our computers are us. The computer still needs an operator, and the operator is us and our true consciousness, which is limitless, and we are embodiment of infinite possibility, as David has pointed out. One of my favorite books of his is Infinite Love is the Only Truth, Everything Else is Illusion. And this is what really inspired me, because as a near-death experiencer, multiple NDE, I read that book and was able to affirm to him from experience, this is real. What you've written here is absolutely real, according to my experience. So we have been talking about this sort of thing a lot because right now in our world, I know you in America are all thinking about the selection, and I'm saying selection quite deliberately. It's not an election. it is a selection. These people are selected well in advance. And there's a lot of disruption going on around that. There's this whole financial thing of the collapse of the economic system. This has got people very unnerved and frightened, and then the thought of imposed martial law. All right, so the whole thing behind all of this is to impose what? It's to impose fear. It's to make you frantic. It's to make you nervous and worried. It's to make you feel helpless and defeated, when honestly nothing could be further from the truth. When I talk about this stuff, when I think about this stuff, I am actually very excited. Now, don't get me wrong, it is challenging, but what this is doing is that the old system, the old paradigm is being broken down because it doesn't work anymore. It isn't enlightened. It's not about who and what we are. It doesn't even accommodate the energies of this planet anymore. And we need to think of this planet and all life upon it as living substance, living beings. So this planet, as you know, is a living being. And we need to respect and honor this planet as a living being and not be so set on manipulating things so much. So what's going on right now is that the shadow people, the powers that be, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, are trying to push us into a place of fear and servitude and feeling totally helpless, when again, this is not anything about who we are. And what dear Kathy O'Brien so rightly pointed out is that they cannot touch our soul. They cannot touch who we really are. So if we give in to the ego mind of fear, false evidence appearing real, then they've got us. They feed on that fear. They thrive on that fear because they feast on it. But if we really focus on raising our frequency into love, and I know that when I get very frightened and even terrified, I would keep focusing on, go back into the love, go back into the love, move into the higher frequency of love. And all of you who know music will understand this. Everything is energy. Everything vibrates at a unique frequency, including all of us. As David was pointing out, our DNA, each vibrates. Each one of us has got a unique blueprint, as it were, which vibrates at its own unique frequency. So what we need to do with all of this stuff coming at us is trying to instill fear in us. We need to remember who we are and focus on raising that vibrational frequency out of the low, dense, heavy frequency of fear into the light, high, high frequency of love, because that way they cannot touch us. Now, I want to share something with you that was really exciting to me that happened this last week. I was taking a walk, and I love taking walks during the sunset. And I was walking along the water, looking into the sky, looking at the sun, and beholding its utter beauty. Well, let me back up a little bit, because before I was noticing the sunset, when I first ventured out, I saw a bunch of birds circulating round about above me. They were so beautiful, they absolutely took my breath away. And then I just kept walking along the water, and it's as if they were following me, because I kept seeing them whirling around above me, and they kept staying with me. So that felt like a very special message. We're with you, you're not alone, we're your friends. And our friends in the spirit world will also use birds and other beings to give us a message, to help remind us of good things that are going on. So that was happening, and then I was looking at the sunset, and I thought, oh, this is so lovely. And then, all of a sudden, I realized that I was feeling this utter state of total peace. And here I was walking towards Fort Monroe, here in the Tidewater region of Virginia, which is actually Washington, D.C., for all of you who are not in America, is located in Virginia and Maryland simultaneously. So I am in what's called the Tidewater region of Virginia, where Virginia Beach is, the ARE, Edgar Cayce Center, and what have you. Very powerful place, but also there's tons of military establishments here, which is a little bit scary. And it's had me quite unnerved because I'm going to admit I've been seeing very low-flying airplanes. I've been seeing helicopters unmarked. A lot of very unpleasant sort of activity that's had me wary and guarded, to say the least. So as I walk over the bridge towards Monroe, or Fort Monroe rather, I sometimes feel a bit tense. But this day, it was Thursday, this past Thursday, 16th October. And I was just completely enveloped in this utter peace, not unlike what I experienced during my near-death state, or near-death states, because I've had a few near-death experiences. And I was savoring this. I said, oh, don't let this wonderful feeling of peace leave me. Now, it was curious, I did wonder, why am I feeling such peace right now? When maybe there's seemingly no reason to feel such peace, given the state of our world. But the point is that I was feeling such peace and a deep knowing that everything is evolving exactly the way it should. All of this that is going on is a profound opportunity for us to really see the light countering and dissolving all of this darkness and negativity. Because sometimes in order to see what does work, we have to experience what doesn't work. Well, things are breaking down now. This is good news to me because this old paradigm, as I said before, that we have been living in, it just isn't working anymore. It's not real. It is not going to sustain us. Having our whole value system being based on a monetary economic system just isn't real. So we have to redesign all of this and come into a system that is going to complement all life, not a system based on manipulation and greed, which the current system is entirely based on. It is all about manipulation and greed, servitude, keeping us locked in fear, keeping us controlled and monitored at all times. But that's not about who we are. That's not about what this planet is. So the peace that I was experiencing was reminding me everything is all right. Remember your near-death episodes when you saw all of these changes going on? And then I was reminded that everything is evolving exactly the way it should. We must remember, in spite of all appearances, love is at the helm at all times. These shadow people who are controlling this planet right now are desperate. They are hysterical. They're having a tantrum like a little two-year-old. And you know what people do when they have tantrums? They can't think straight. They just want their way. They're operating from a place of ego and a place of fear rather than a place of love and of knowing. What's going to happen to these individuals is that they are going to burn themselves out because they do not have the foresight to see in a broad spectrum of truth. As Kathy was pointing out, they are flat thinkers. They are not able to fathom, and I really want to emphasize this, they are not able to fathom the power of the human spirit or of love. They've got no empathy whatsoever, if you can imagine that. So they cannot tap into what power is really available to all of us. We cannot tap into that love. But the love is what we are made out of. That is our substance. That is the truth of who we are. When I was looking at a beautiful photograph, actually a bunch of them the other day, I saw all of these beautiful orbs, these glowing orbs of light, and I said, wow, that looks just like us. That looks like exactly what we look like in the spirit world. We, in truth, are actually little bundles or bubbles of light. We're not sinners. We're not helpless beings. We're not mortals. We are experiencing a mortal expression at the moment, but we're also experiencing other forms of expressions simultaneously, not just this humanoid body that's traversing through the third dimensional realm that we refer to as the five sensory world or this earth plane. So when I think about what I experienced on the other side, it really helps me to remember the truth of who we are and what is real, and that all of this stuff that we're dealing with right now that's causing so much fear and uncertainty is something that is going to just be such a fleeting moment when you look at eternity. And how I see it actually is the plane, this planet, all of life, kind of being in labor, as it were. We're getting ready to give birth, but what precedes the birth is very painful. And all of you mums out there can certainly understand this, I'm sure. It's a painful process, but it's a very exciting one at the same time. So I think that it's really wise that we keep listening to the reminders of wise souls who are experiencers, not just people who've researched and been to university, but people who are experiencers. Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips are both fellow NDEers. David Icke is one who's been through powerful transformative, spiritually transformative experiences, which are just as valid as going through a near-death experience. He just didn't have to experience physical death, but he did have an experience which completely changed his life forever. So he knows also about being totally one with all that is, really totally grokking that experience and that knowingness. So these dear souls who were on my show last week had these experiences and were able to talk about them firsthand. So they're not just speaking from a point of hypotheses, but actually from a place of experience. And what really struck me with David is he was talking about traveling all over the world to 46, 47 different countries. Unlike any government official anywhere in the world, he requires no need of protection or bodyguards or anything like that because he's got such faith and trust, more than just faith or trust, knowing. He's got such a deep knowing that he is protected at all times. He is being in the love and knowing that spirit and that light is surrounding him. And he will leave this planet when he's ready to leave this plane, and nobody else is going to be able to inflict harm on him in any way. So when I was taking my walk the other day, I had very much that same experience. Well, it doesn't matter what's going on now, because I am protected, I am loved. So are you. So is every living entity on the face of this planet. Even the dark ones are loved by the light because it is love that it is going to transform everyone and everything at all times. And I really appreciate the quote from Albert Einstein, "We cannot make changes," and I'm paraphrasing this right now as I'm trying to think of it, "we cannot make changes with the same level of consciousness that created the problems in the first place." So in other words, we're dealing with problems that were implemented and imposed on us by fear and hatred and what have you. That mentality is not going to serve to solve or resolve anything. We need to work from a vantage point of love. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to like people's behavior. It doesn't mean that we will agree with what they are doing or saying or what have you. But when we regard them with compassion and love, that is going to help raise their vibrational frequency and furthermore to neutralize the negative effects of the agenda that they are trying to impose on us. Also, as has been pointed out, they are not going to be able to fulfill their agenda without our cooperation. So what is causing us to cooperate with them? The reason we are cooperating with them is because we're still kind of in a default knee-jerk way operating from a place of fear. Oh my God, that's the law. That's the rules. We have to do this. We have to do that. We have to pay taxes. We have to shoot guns. We need to destroy people, all of this nonsense, because that's what's being imposed on us. But this isn't true. We need to put our foot down and say, no, I am not going to give in to this fear. I am not going to subscribe to this. I am not going to follow this agenda. I am infinite consciousness. I am pure light. I am the embodiment of pure light. I am an individual reflection and expression of that pure light. But I am pure light just the same. I am not a helpless being who cannot do anything about what is taking place in our world. I have got infinite possibility at my disposal. And so I can create the change that I want to see in the world. I can be the change that I want to see in the world. When we keep thinking about this, and, you know, right now I'm going to give everybody some homework. Do research, read about people's near-death experiences, because I think that people need to get into any material, any resource that's going to bring them inspiration right now. Those of you who've got televisions, please switch them off. They're so full of malarkey, and they're there also to implement mind control, because that's really what television is for. That's not to say that there aren't some interesting and educational programs on occasion. However, the television is mainly used for mind control. And Kathy and Mark have both pointed this out, and so has Stephen Jacobson, who I believe his website is mindcontrolinamerica.com. He's a friend of Kathy and Mark's, and he's a wonderful person. We are going to have him on Toward the Light sometime this next year, I think probably in the spring. We're booking that right now. But he also points out that television is about mind control. So please switch it off, because all of this stuff that you're seeing about the so-called elections, or more accurately, C-elections, are just a lot of nonsense that's there to confuse and upset you. Focus on doing research, reading something that's going to inspire you, and trusting in love to guide and protect you at all times. Now, I'm going to just say right here, if anybody would like to ring in, I welcome call-ins for this show, since we weren't able to get hold of our guest today. So if anyone wants to ring in and ask any questions about any of this, please feel free to do so. I'm not giving readings, so please don't anyone call in asking for readings. You can ring me in my office and we can set up an appointment for that. But really, I would like to stick with the topic at hand. If anyone wants to ring and ask questions or even share something that's inspiring, goodness me, you're more than welcome to ring in and share something that might bring inspiration, because we need to look at things that are very, very positive right now. Again, not allowing ourselves to be daunted or frightened by the apparent sequence of events that are going on right now. Stay away from a lot of the mainstream newspapers. All mainstream media should really be avoided right now. Listen to BBS Radio. Listen to Conscious Media Network or GlastonburyRadio.net, because they've got a lot of very, very positive programming. And again, we all need to be inspired. We need to be focusing on the positive. Another bit of good news that Alfred Weber was pointing out too is that we are moving into the photon belt, and I believe this is going to be happening shortly, I think starting in a couple of years, that we, I believe it is in 2010, I guess we'd say it that way. Again, listen to last week's program. It is archived now, the HARP panel that we had with Alfred Weber, David Icke, and Kathy O'Brien. Mark Phillips wasn't able to join us last week, but he's such a dear. He is doing all right, but he's been dealing with lots of health issues, so let's send him lots of love and prayer so that he'll recover very quickly. But again, getting back to Alfred, he was talking about our moving into the photon belt, and he does he discloses the dates about all of this, and actually we are collective beings, and so we are moving into a space where even though we're not necessarily volunteering this, we are moving into a place where we are by nature going to be vibrating at a higher frequency. So in a lot of ways we may be experiencing symptoms that might have us thinking that we are ill or losing our minds or what have you, but that is really not what's going on. This is a big adjustment that's taking place with all of us now, because even our DNA structure is being altered. Our whole being is being altered. We are actually starting to use more of our brains, having only used maybe about 10%. Some people use more than that now. It has been estimated that people who are NDEs and also many of the children being born now use a lot more of their brains than the traditional 10% of our brains. And so now, with this moving into a higher vibrational frequency, the veil is being lifted, or I should say dissolved, because as we are vibrating into a higher frequency, we are going to be able to see into other dimensions without having any blockages to that, because again, we are, as we speak, moving into a higher frequency of existence. So things are not going to be so dense. We're going to be a lot lighter. We are going to be a lot more psychic and aware. Our health is going to improve dramatically. So, you know, again, there's this not so pleasant stuff that's going on, but I'm here to tell you there's so much good news to share simultaneously. As it's getting darker in our world, so too it's getting much, much brighter, because the light is popping up and showing itself wherever darkness is trying to encroach upon us. And a beautiful example that's been pointed out how the light works too. Let's say you are in a dark room with the door closed, and the room next to you is lit up. You actually see that light penetrating and coming in through the cracks in the door, at the bottom of the doorway and what have you. However, if you're in a room full of light and the room next to you is dark, that darkness cannot penetrate the lighted room one iota. So the point in case here is that the light is going to prevail. It permeates and penetrates and dissolves darkness. And darkness is really merely the absence of light. It is not a substance within itself. It's only the absence of substance. And I believe it was Einstein who had pointed that out when he was a youth. He had pointed out, there is no such thing as cold, there's only the absence of heat. There is no such thing as darkness, there's only the absence of light. So when we start to really grok that we are light, that we are made up of light, then we can start to claim back our power and exact profoundly positive changes and reverse this negativity that's encroaching itself on this plane at this time. I want to share with you also another film, and I'm sure a number of you have seen this film, and I really appreciate it so much. It's called Zeitgeist Movie, ZeitGeistMovie.com, ZeitgeistMovie.com. Very beautifully done, very thoughtful. So much compassion coming from the producers of this film. I resonated with it. It makes a lot of sense. It aligns with what I have been seeing and experiencing and feeling for many, 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 many years. As an experiencer, as a researcher, as one who studied astrology and metaphysics, sacred geometry, all of this stuff, what they share in the Zeitgeist movie makes a lot of sense to me. And they've also got another film that they just came out with this year called Zeitgeist Addendum. So you might want to check that out too, because in that film, they're sharing so much promise about what this world can become when we are living in a place of love, when we are in a place of being very creative and inspired, co-creating with all that is. Now, what's interesting is that the film is about the monetary system. It's about economics. It's about how the system has been set up, the economic system, and why it can't work. It just simply doesn't work. That's why I've always had issues about money. I just said, ooh, I don't like this stuff because there's something really sinister about money. The way that I have experienced it is that it is used to manipulate, to control, to monitor, and to document everyone. Now, if you notice, when you're dealing with anything about money, everything is always documented and monitored. You have to give out some kind of social security number or something else. Everything is always controlled when it comes to money. They're imposing Americans, for example, paying taxes on their income. There is no law that requires you to pay taxes on your income whatsoever. Do your research, friends, because this is really true. People who used to work for the IRS have pointed out, after their own research, there is no law that requires one to pay income tax. So if enough of you decide, I am not going to be paying taxes, I'm not going to file anymore, and you don't need to give the excuse, oh, they'll throw me in jail, because what you can say to them is, you show me the law that requires one to pay income tax, and then I will happily pay income tax. But again, if enough people put their foot down and say no to this, what are they going to do? We need to claim our power back en masse, because again, it is only because they've got our cooperation, well, not mine to be honest, but because they've got the cooperation of the majority of the masses, they are able to have power over us. But so many people who are in the know have pointed out that very few, just a tiny little handful of people at the very top of the pyramid who are controlling the whole planet. Why? Again, because we have given them our power to do so. When we can stand firm in the knowing that we are infinite love, that's what we're made out of, with infinite possibility, with infinite consciousness, when we claim this and own it as our being, nothing can harm us in any way. We can take a stand and we can decide to fill this whole plane up with light and lots of light And this isn't a bunch of new age woo-woo here, because, again, I'm speaking from experience. When I was on the other side, I felt such profound peace. And excuse me, it makes me choked up just thinking about it, because it's something I yearn for all the time. I yearn to be in that place again. And I know, because I was there, that it is real, that it's something that's attainable. And even when I was on that walk the other day, and even since then, I've just been feeling these profound moments of peace, stillness, no stress, no worry, no agitation at all. Just feeling such joy and peace and ease and knowing the light is with me. Everything is really, really, really going to be all right. So here, this takes me back to my near-death episodes where I experienced a profound peace. And again, with this peace comes a stillness, a knowing. Everything is evolving exactly the way it should. Another interesting byproduct of this is that when you're in this state, you feel one with all that is and with all life. So consequently, you feel huge. There is no sense of separation. There is no sense of feeling small, because you are a part of all that is. So you've, instead of being a droplet of water, you have merged with that ocean. You are one with that sea of light. But this is really the true state of our being. This is who and what we really are. So we need to override the ego mind, which is the operating system of the body computer. We need to program our body computer with light instead of with these software programs that are centered in fear and says, oh, you've got to do this, so I've got to put this program in there and follow its settings, its agenda, its formula, its format, its protocol, what have you. We do not have to succumb to that. We can design our own enlightened and very, very powerful, positive software programs to the body computer, as David calls it. And it really is true, because when I was on the other side, I really did not feel connected to my physical body when I owed it. It felt like something very strange and separate from the self, but this is something that I use. It is a tool. It's like a spacesuit, only it's an earth suit. It's something that we don don't whilst we traverse through the physical plane and have this experience. And it is an experience. It's not who we are. It is something we are experiencing. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. When you look in the mirror, you are seeing an experience, a reflection of an experience that you are having. That's not who you are. Thank goodness that isn't who you are. But it's a great opportunity. It's a creation. It's like being in a play, it's a role that you're taking on, and it does have a unique frequency that it's vibrating at. And you know it's just a game. You know it's just a play. You know it's just a ride. It's something that we are experiencing for time being, like being in a wonderful, huge laboratory, discovering all kinds of exciting things as we go along. Also, it's an opportunity for play. It's an opportunity for being profoundly creative. So we can really make up our minds how we are going to respond to all of this, as opposed to just having these knee-jerk reactions. Oh, my God, I better be afraid now. No, no, because fear is about false evidence appearing real. It's not really what is. It's just something that's being projected at us. It's a hologram. And we can change the hologram. So instead of being angry, instead of being frightened, let's focus on being loving. Let's focus on being optimistic. Let's focus on going into the studio and thinking about what we are going to create and co-create today. Let's not focus on doom or destruction or, oh dear, this is the end, all right, down we go. No, nothing could be further from the truth. This is a profound opportunity for us to experience great joy and great love. Because when we focus on this love and this peace that indeed does surpass all understanding, something really amazing happens. You become so still and so at one with this knowing, this light, that you feel tremendously powerful, like you can have and be anything that you want. And I'm not talking about getting that new Mercedes or Rolls Royce and all of that nonsense. It's not about the secret. It's just about being, putting yourself in a place of love and focusing on harmony, because everything is frequency. Being a musician, I cannot tolerate dissonant music, and I can't even call it music, to be honest. It's just sound, it's noise, it's dissonant, it's not pleasant. It causes you to feel uncomfortable, doesn't it? But when you create sound, notes that harmonize with one another, that are beautiful, then it brings a real feeling of peace, of joy, of calm, of love, of inspiration. And then you feel empowered to be able to create positive change in the world. So this is what we need to do now, is focus on creating positive frequencies of love, a beautiful sound. Because that's what I was able to do on the other side as well. A beautiful sound, harmony, thinking about harmony, thinking about creating beautiful music that's going to bring joy to us and make us feel more at peace. And, you know, again, I'm thinking of these beautiful people that come to mind that have overcome the greatest adversity. And when I think of somebody like Kathy O'Brien, who was brutally, brutally tortured at the hands of the highest level of government, White House and Pentagon operations. She had a number of near-death experiences, and why am I not surprised? And yet, divine intervention took hold. This dear lady was rescued by a most beautiful spirit, Mark Phillips, and deprogrammed from the brain, the mind control, brainwashing, and she is a free being, and she is so loving and so creative. You'd be amazed at the poetry and the writing that she's done, and the same with her beloved daughter, Kelly, who was also subjected to the same brutal trauma and torture that Kathy was. Kelly is a brilliant artist, and these two have recovered from all of this. They, their soul, their thinking, their heart centers are totally intact, and they're just the loveliest, most wonderful people. So I want to encourage you to think of Kathy O'Brien. If you're feeling really upset and frightened, think about Kathy and think about Kelly O'Brien. Think about what they've been through. And I am going to promote their book, because this one will inspire you so much and also provide tools to help you feel empowered to make the changes you want to see in the world. It is called Access Denied for Reasons of National Security. The website is forreasonsofnationalsecurity.com. We have actually got copies of Access Denied available for sale through Toward the Light. So it'd be wonderful if you'd like to purchase a copy of Access Denied. You're more than welcome to purchase it through Toward the Light, and you'll find it on our website, towardthelight.org. And I just... I am so inspired when I think about Kathy, because there are people who've just been through incredible changes that have been very, very challenging and painful, but they have survived. And they have come through totally intact in a place of such love and joy. So I want to remind you that only love will prevail. It really, really is so. So if you can just keep focusing on love and feasting on the love, doing anything that you can that's going to put yourself in a place of joy, switch off that telly, whatever you do, and do something fun. Draw a picture, play some music, go out into the garden, meditate, take a walk, read. Do something that's going to bring you joy. Please, please, please do that right now. And this will help you tremendously. Well, I think that we are at the end of this hour, this transmission of Toward the Light. And again, I apologize that we couldn't get hold of Steve Mitchell, but we will book him back. He was having trouble with his landline, so we just couldn't get through to him at all. But we will have him back on Toward the Light. Thank you so much for joining us on this transmission of Toward the Light. This is Reverend Juliet Nightingale reminding you that it is indeed only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Please remember that only love prevails. We will speak to you next week for another transmission of Toward the Light. We're going to have Peter Schocke on Toward the Light. He is the producer of the film Life After Life, based on Raymond Moody's book by the same title. Please join us next week on another transmission of Toward the Light. Blessings and light to all of you. Lots and lots and lots and lots of love. Always. Bye for now.